the best, if you want to get me to do something, the best kind of feedback is, you know, I'm trying to solve this problem and I can't do it because of X, you know, where X may be the language is wrong, or maybe it means, you know, this library doesn't have this method that it should, or maybe it means, you know, Microsoft is, you know, just has a horrible implementation of this thing. So that kind of feedback is always nice because it's actionable. It means I can, you know, find someone who says, you know, who I can say, you know, the customer wants you to do this. You know, maybe you should think about it. Whereas there's another class of feedback, which is, you know, oh, this doesn't, what is the other class? The other class is like stuff that's less well-formed, or it's less tied to kind of a scenario that I can get my hands around. You know, sometimes I'll get cases where people will say, oh, you know, I really need to have this construct in C#, and, you know, then if you really probe a little, it's like, well, yeah, I don't really need it, but I think it might be cool. The question is, how do you, for the C# language, how do you decide when customer feedback is enough for you to change the language? That makes sense? Okay. So, and the real answer to that, and that's a hard one, because languages are kind of this weird case where we kind of take a holistic view of what the whole language is, and we have to be concerned about, you know, all these global concerns. You know, it's kind of a different concern than adding like a method to a single class. It has a smaller impact. And what that means is sometimes we will get, you know, I'll talk with customers and they'll say, and they actually say this verbatim, they'll say, you know, I really love C#, it makes coding really simple, all you need is this one feature. You know, and they'll tell me what their one feature is. You know, and then 15 minutes later, I talk with another customer and they say the same thing, except they ask for a different feature. And I think the interesting part is that sometimes it's not apparent that, you know, that we kind of have this global viewpoint, you know, of the language as a whole. And it makes it hard because I don't want to just, you know, brush off customers and say, oh, we're not going to do that, you know. But the real answer is, well, you need several hours for me to explain to you, you know, why that feature doesn't really fit into the kind of things we want to do, or why it makes other parts of the language complex.